Coming live from West New York, New Jersey. Respect to all the real hip-hops in the world. You're listening to the world-famous hip-hop digest show. Digest show. Digest show. Digest show.
I'm going to tell you why I'm mad. These niggas is making $500,000 videos. You know what I'm saying? They driving around in hot cars. You know what I'm saying? They got bitches. They got all that shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm still living with my moms. You know what I'm saying? That's my word. You know what I'm saying? I'm making records. I ain't made no money yet. This is my fourth album, yo. I ain't made a dime yet. This nigga made one album. He making wild records. That Ready to Die shit, it was all right. You know what I'm saying? That shit was all right. It was cool. But my shit is more John Blaze than that. I got John Blaze shit.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And it's Ezo Grigio, because I am sipping. Here we are. We're back.
Sipper.
All
right, no doubt. Again, thank you for riding with us, and welcome back to the Hip Hop Digest Show. How's everybody feeling?
I'm good, B.
Feeling good.
Feeling real good. Great.
Okay, all right. Now, this show, later, I will apologize to a Hall of Famer who was not mentioned, but I am humbling myself here.
Okay. So, looking forward to hearing that.
Yeah, well, you know what? Swerve put something on the text chain. And had a bunch of blowhards on there. And I was like, if I sound like those guys, I need to check myself. I need to check myself. I'm backing up. I'm humbling myself. Because if I sound like those dudes.
Well, I don't think you said anything that equate to what they were saying to me.
Okay, no doubt.
I had to share that.
No doubt. So anyway, I'm going to save the names and the details for later on in the show, who gets a big apology, no doubt. But I will give you a hint. It does have something to do with the pre-Rushmore list that I put out.
All right.
Okay. Indeed. So now we'll get to that later. But now let's jump right in. First topic on Hip Hop Digest is, you know, it's good to check out other podcasts from time to time. And you know that cat, Math Hoffa, is that not how you pronounce his name?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you got it right.
You got it right. Math Hoffa, you got it right. Battle rapper.
All right, so anyway.
That's an easy one.
Very good. So he's got his podcast, a lot of YouTube, the whole thing, barbershop, jump off, barbershop talk. Slum Village was on there.
Okay, Slum Village.
Yeah, Slum Village was on there. And so Slum Village is talking about, you know, the whole thing, you know, the game and the whole typical fare. Interesting interview. And then they get to a part that I couldn't believe it. I'm not a regular viewer of Mr. Hoffa, so I don't really know what's up with him. But Slum Village gets to one point in the show where they talk about your boy D. Dot.
Angeletti?
D. Dot, Derek Angeletti himself.
The mad rapper?
Yes. Who says? Well, they were talking about wondering why he said it. Because they said, look, I got a lot of respect for that kid. But your boy D. Dot said, Dilla can't see my catalog.
Wow.
And I was like, wait a minute. So Slum Village is talking about these comments. So, of course, I'm looking for the original video or whatever to get his exact words. Okay. So now I took I clipped that out. I'm going to play it on the show. You're about to hear Mr. Angeletti just dissing. I guess it depends on how you want to take it. So cue that up for me, son. Let's listen to that and talk about it.
And the backpackers, the purists, you ain't chopped the beat up and take the sample out and flip it around and put it up your ass and do all types of nutty shit. So you're not a real producer. So you're not real producers.
Right.
Because your eyes ain't triplicate and you ain't got this going on. And what's the nigga that passed away, God bless his soul? Jay Dilla. Mm. If we ain't doing it like Jay Dilla, you ain't the realest nigga. No disrespect. Have that nigga checked D. Dot's catalog? I love Jay Dilla to death, but he can't see my catalog.
So wow. There you go.
Wow.
Respect off the break is him. What's that Captain Presley's name? Whoa, B.
So you're saying, wow, B. Usually when niggas say no disrespect, they usually follow it with some disrespectful ass shit anyway.
Yes, sir, all the time.
So when he said no disrespect, I said, damn, what is he about to say? And he said the nigga can't see his catalog. When you said that shit, I'm like, it must be, they couldn't have said it, right? Maybe they misquoted him. He didn't really say that. But now that I'm sitting here listening, I'm going to say, you know what? He probably ain't lie, but he said it in a very disrespectful manner. Because if you talk, they're talking numbers, the way he's thinking and the way he's hit out of his brain, the way he's saying it, he ain't seeing my catalog because he's made all these hits with Diddy, all that Bad Boy catalog. So he's like, nigga, you ain't, J. Dill ain't sell the type of numbers that I sold. So his catalog can't see my catalog. He ain't talking about the pure hip-hopness of it the way we're thinking about it. Like, nigga, you ain't fucking with Dilla, nigga. Shut the fuck up. Dilla's shit is incredible.
Yo, D-Doc got that mad chip on his shoulder.
He's a mad rapper.
He got that mad chip on his shoulder because, see, there's a difference between, and look, D-Doc, if you look at his catalog, a lot of records sold, you know, a lot of work put in, no doubt about it, on the Bad Boy label, you know. But when you look at it, a couple of things step out. You take anybody's top 10, top 25, D-Dot's name never comes up. And he also, in the interview, sort of led to some of the criticisms of his, because he was the one responsible for just plain loops. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't like, see, the influence of Dilla is different. Then that's what it comes down when KRS and other people talking about, you know, you may have all the success in the world, but do you have the respect? That's what we're talking about here.
I think that a lot of times, and this may be a human fault, we tend to, instead of just bigging our own selves up, it's like you want to shit on somebody else. And I don't, you know, somebody might say that he didn't shit on him, but to me, it was unnecessary to mention Dilla.
It was.
Just talk about your stuff, bruh.
Yeah, but see, he had to mention Dilla. He had to, because he's on the Mount Hoffa. And so he's trumpeting his success, right? But even those guys on the podcast, even them, until he shows up, you're not thinking about D-Dot in your top 10. You're not even putting D-Dot in your top 25. Now, here we go. D-Dot may be in your top 10 of producers who sold records.
If you even think about it.
If you think, and then even then, he's gonna get surpassed by a lot of young bulls and a lot of trap kids. Even then. So, and
let me show you how to do it.
Slum Village, yo,
show you how to do it.
Slum Village said that was their main thing. He didn't have to bring up Dilla and how niggas in Detroit, you know, kind of take that serious. And then he was getting roasted in the comments because Dilla's influence is so far and wide. It ain't even funny. There's no D-Dot production being played by symphony orchestras. Okay, none. So D-Dot can do all that flabbergapping and lipper flapping all he want. You know what I mean? I thought it was in poor taste, but I'm a Dilla guy.
It was in poor taste overall. But like you said, he didn't have to say Dilla's name.
Nah, he
could have just said backpackers, made a generalized statement.
Right.
Talking about you ain't producing records like this person, that person, that straight backpack me. I'm surprised he didn't mention Primo.
Oh, but he can't come on me.
You know what I'm saying?
See, but I'm saying he couldn't mention Preem, you know what I mean? Because Preem is still active and very much so. You know what I mean? Very much so. Who?
Let me show you how it should be done, B.
Okay, my man.
The Hip Hop Digest Show is the best hip hop podcast and one of the longest running hip hop podcasts in the world. Now, did I just say something wrong?
No, but you could have been like,
did I mention
Joe Button, they ain't got nothing, ain't got shit. Catalog can't see my catalog. You know what I'm saying? You could have said some shit like that. He ain't got the longevity we got, nigga.
Hey man, you ain't gotta talk about my podcast, man.
That's them niggas I'm talking about right there. Them niggas that ain't making no
Leave
money.
That's
shitting on us. Right? But you could have said that.
We the best.
But that's what it would have sounded like. Even though what I said would have been like, nigga, you talking out your ass, nigga. You ain't fucking with Joe Button. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you said it, not me. I said we're the best.
Okay, and then so
and one of the longest running.
Right. Shit. And then so ultimately, some of the comments came down to serious region repping and saying, "See, that's why New York. See, that's why New York can't get it. Can't get on. That's why New York whack because of attitudes like D Dots." And like I said, I'm saying this 100%. D Dot a lot of hit records,
a lot of hit records,
but
a lot of hit records.
But D Dot knows. That's why he mentioned Jay Dilla. D Dot knows that Dilla's name will always be mentioned in the top five, and it will be 83 by the time somebody gets around to D Dot B, and that's just 100. Mm. And he knows it.
The thing is, what got him is the fact that, like you said, it's the respect factor and the influence. See, D-Dot doesn't have that. He probably should have more respect, but the influence he can't touch. Nobody was sitting there influenced by D-Dot.
Nobody.
I want to be like D-Dot.
Nobody.
There's nobody mentioning that. There's too many niggas that want to be like Dilla or wanted to have influenced by Dilla's style that he made, even though they still can't do it to this day. You can get similar sound, almost there, but it's just something he did. His timing was incredible.
So,
and we see the praises that Dilla gets from mad respectable artists
every year.
Producers
every year is Dilla Day. Like I said,
it's Dilla Day.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what are you fucking talking about? Again, Dilla's productions is in front of symphony orchestras now, and they're doing that shit. Yeah. Not D Dot's production, B. And then again, you know, not that any one producer and or podcast is beyond reproach, but look, he kind of alluded to it himself. You know, a lot of motherfuckers want to talk about, you know, I just was looping records and shit. He said it himself.
Right.
Come on, bruh.
You ain't chopping records like such and
exactly.
such and so.
Exactly. So, you know, that's what's up. Had to pull it out your ass. He had to denigrate a whole bunch of backpackers.
You ain't chopping records and flip them and pulling out your ass.
Right. He had to denigrate all that to make him just sort of like see my catalog, see the money out I made, see the hit records.
Oh,
I should be top five. Yeah.
Right. And there it is.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. And we always say it, and we'll continue to say it, just because you make a lot of money, just because you make a lot of hit records, don't mean you're the best. In your head, you may think you're the best because you make a lot of money, you make a lot of hit records. Yeah, the industry loves you. But the regular people out here, maybe not feeling you the same way.
All right, no doubt.
I don't. It's. You know. Look. Let's just look at his point of view for a second. Just for a second. Okay.
Okay.
He has done a lot, right?
Oh, he has.
A lot of people know who he is. He's made a lot of money.
But a lot of people know who he is, but they know his music. You play a lot of his music.
Okay,
you know the music.
Okay. Well, so maybe he's at a point in his life. He's just looking for something that's not money. What is it? Accolades. Maybe he's looking for accolades. Maybe he's looking for love. Whatever it is. And I'm not saying this in a fucked up way. I mean it like from my heart. I'm saying, you know, we all want to be loved and liked or whatever the fuck.
Right.
And maybe he was just in his feelings.
He was.
And Slum Village let him know.
But I'm going to tell you what happens, and this happens, and this is a life lesson for anybody. See, when you chase money and the love of money, guess what comes with that? Guess what comes with that? Chasing money and the love of money. Later on down the line, when you're looking for that respect, you wasn't looking for respect in the beginning. All you was looking for was money, and all you wanted was the money, the accolades, the fame. And when you was chasing all that money, accolades, and fame, you wasn't thinking about respect and how many niggas was going to love your work 10, 20 years from now. All you wanted was that money, and you got that money. So now don't think 10, 20 years later now you want the respect. Nigga, you wasn't looking for it in the beginning. All you cared about was the money. That's all you wanted. So now fuck the respect later on. You shouldn't even care about respect now. Now you want it. It's too bad now. You didn't get it from the beginning. You didn't want
That's
it from
a
the beginning.
Hard lesson there, Curtis. You had to give it to him. If it ain't about the money.
Right. And guess what? I ain't mad at you for being all about the money. But don't act up later on when niggas ain't thinking about your ass. Because all you was chasing was the money. You still got your money, then you're good. Then shut the fuck up.
All right. That's what's up. The mad rapper himself. Indeed. No doubt.
Wow.
All right. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is the new Rakim. Got some discussion on the text chain. Is people's shirts is getting wrinkled and shit. And other niggas was like, yo, y'all niggas bugging and shit. You know what I'm saying? So we gonna get into it. The new Rakim. Now, I'm gonna be honest with you. I'm not saying that what I my initial statement, I'm standing by it. But with one caveat. And my initial statement was that I thought that the was I thought it was rather pedestrian. Okay,
I hear people mad as hell right now.
Yeah. I thought it was rather pedestrian. Now, my man, shout to JC. He said, "You got to remember, this was not a Rakim album, so to speak. It was Rakim is the producer on the album." It's got his name on it, but it's not a Rakim solo rap album. He is rhyming on the album, but that's the way he framed
it. Wait. JC and you. We're going to get this point by point, nigga. Okay. You're not going 20 down.
No.
Is his name on the album?
His name is on the record. His name is on the record. Yeah, of course.
Okay. And his name is on it for production.
Obviously, I didn't know that, but
it's
go ahead.
It's his album, B.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you, and I'll tell JC later, that's his fucking album, B.
Okay.
That's his album.
But let me get back to...
I don't give a fuck if there's 100 people on it.
Let me get back to my point.
Okay,
because
ahead.
I'm standing on it.
Be here for a minute.
Yeah, because I'm standing on it, okay? Because I thought it was... I thought it was pedestrian, B. That's as nice as I could get it. I thought it was pedestrian.
Ten toes, nigga.
This nigga say he's standing on business.
B, what I said in the text chain, I try to make a euphemism, a metaphor. Again, how we are as old heads, yo. You know what I'm saying? I said this on the text chain, yo. We in the desert. You know what I'm saying? On a desert island, eating coconut for 20 years, right? And then they serve us spam. Were. You know what I'm saying? Niggas is like, yo, this is manna from heaven, or at least it tastes like chicken.
And this is where we gonna argue, my G.
I'm arguing with the analogy, nigga. Spam and chicken don't even taste nothing alike.
I'm gonna argue the whole shit.
Okay.
Get ready, Kurt, to play middleman, because I'm about to argue. So I wasn't directing my towards you, killer, on the text chain, whether you accept that or not.
Okay.
It was not towards you.
That's real. Okay.
It was to myself, because I put that picture of that fucking horse with them long hair legs.
That
of
was funny.
Me.
That was
myself.
Yeah.
Climbing off of the high horse.
All right.
And we have been in the desert, and we've been chopping off cactuses and squeezing them fucking little bit of ass water out of for 20 fucking years, B.
No doubt.
And I think what some people have forgotten what the fuck this shit's about, because we've been so busy. Like you say, they throw spam at us in this state. No, nigga. They didn't throw spam at us. That shit was not nowhere near spam, B. What it is the opposite of what you said. You've been drinking that fucking cactus water and eating a little bit of cactus flesh trying to survive until we may forget what the fuck that shit really is like, because we don't get it and we haven't been getting it. And no, it's not Common. It's not Common's album and Common and Pete Rock. It's not that, because we were all fucking giddy off of that shit. But to me, when my ears heard that shit, but wait, before I heard it, I was like, damn, that's a lot of goddamn features on there. And you got people who ain't even up here anymore. So I was not up in arms, but I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna get. I don't know what I'm gonna feel. But it was Saturday morning. I had to mopping the floor, and I'm listening. I listen straight through, B, and I ain't dissing none of them songs, and I will battle and argue every second for the rest of my life that it ain't spam. We just so used to that shit that we been served. You know what I'm saying? That we just, I want to say, forgot. We forgot, because that record would have came out 10 years ago or 15 years ago. To me, it would still be good. It would still be good. It's a good album. Tell me what's pedestrian about the album to you.
So what is pedestrian about the album? I'm going to be honest with you. And I know a lot of people, man, they were defending the hell out of Rakim. And I get it. I'm not dissing in that. Or you don't realize he did a lot of production himself on the first and second, third albums or whatever. Rakim, you know, almost like, you know, like somehow we forgot Rakim can be an accomplished producer. I'm like, okay. I don't think, and it's just my opinion, but I didn't think the production was, and maybe it was that sugar high off that Pete Rock. You know what I mean? It could have been, but I tried to balance myself, and what I did in anticipation of this show, I went back and listened to other records like Rakim, and which was Diamond D's Dime Piece 1 and 2. It's a marked difference. Yes, Rakim can produce. I think most rappers can produce. In my estimation, I don't believe that Rakim... Yeah, can he get a good one off? Yeah, of course. Is everything off the album whack? No, of course not. I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying, as I'm listening to it, I'm like, damn, I'm really not... It's okay. And that's all it came across to me is like, okay. Like, I can listen to a lot of other shit besides that, you know? I listen to the Diamond D joints and I'm like, okay, there's something different about the Diamond. And they're two different people, and I'm not comparing the production, but I'm just comparing the tone of the records, you know? I don't know. That's the best way I can explain it. You know what I'm saying? No one has more reverence. You know, it's almost like, you know, I was feeling like, damn, motherfuckers act like, you know, have so much reverence for Rakim that, like, he's beyond reproach.
Oh, nobody's beyond reproach, B.
Okay. Okay.
Black Thought can get it if he slips.
B. You know what I'm saying? But I'm
Come
saying.
On, Kurt. Say something, Kurt.
I'm here. And see, and I'm gonna force myself to come down in the middle on this, because I'm feeling a little bit of both of you. I am on both sides of this. I'm feeling like it was. I ain't gonna use the word pedestrian. I'm gonna use that strong ass word, but it's not what I wanted it to be. You know what I'm saying? It's Rakim, and if you listen to this show, you know he's my number one. So when I heard it, I'm like, oh. It's way too many fucking features on here. I want to hear Rakim go in.
But see, there you go.
I want to hear him, because it's been a long wait. Like you said, niggas has been in the desert starving. Been a long time. I shouldn't have left you. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, you know what, B? I want you to, you here, niggas. Shine. You shine.
Right.
Okay, I want you. I know you, I hear you produce. I didn't know he produced a lot of the records either. But I'm like, okay, so now niggas is talking about he produced it. Okay, now you go back and listen to it with a different ear. And you go, okay, you produced them. All right, that's cool. Records ain't whack. I'm not going to say they're whack, but you could have got better production from other people. I'm going to say that. You know, looking at with the catalog, with the names you know, and the people that you, producers that you know, it's not the producers that you know, you could have got crazy hot tracks to come in here and do what you do by yourself. Not with 40 other niggas on the lined up on here to showcase your production. You put one verse on there and let other people get on the production to show that you can produce. Okay, that's cool if you out here be a great remixer or some shit like that. But when you out here as a number one rapper, number one fucking MC on a lot of niggas' God list, I don't want to hear all these other niggas. Okay, you can get a feature here and there, but I ain't even giving a fuck about all these other niggas on there. Like you said, you bringing in posthumous cats, bringing in their verses and putting them on there. And I'm like, what is this? I don't know why you put them on there. to just when you could have brought in any other anybody else you could have brought in and put on there.
So shit, nigga, you sitting over here talking about pedestrian, my nigga.
Yeah, but I'm saying that I didn't want to go that strong.
And pedestrian is strong?
That's strong, B.
Wow.
But pedestrian meaning this is just run of the mill ass bullshit. That's he put out and he didn't have to put it out.
Maybe.
But I'm like, it's not run of the mill. Wow. It's not whack. It's not whack, B. I'm not saying it's whack.
I didn't
just
say that.
It's just not what, but that's what it's coming off as when you say pedestrian.
Okay.
But I'm saying, but for me, what was disappointing for me, I'm going to say disappointing for me, was the fact that I'm like, damn, it's you, Ra. Do you not understand who you are? Do you not understand niggas has been waiting? Like you said, in the desert, been waiting. And here you come, here's a mirage. Is that a Rakim sighting? Is that a mirage? Is that real? Oh, no, it's real. There's water in here, in these hills. Let me get some of that. And then this is what you give me, a sip of water? I wanted a whole bottle, B. I didn't get it. But from, like I said, I know that's my point of view. I'm like, damn, B, I was disappointed. And it hurt me.
Okay, so you don't sound middle. You sound like you leaning whichever way, Killer. I'm not going to say left or right because we're not doing that today. But you still sound like you leaning towards Killer.
I'm getting his side of the way out. Now, from your side, I'm like, yes, we all been on that high-ass horse for a long time. and I was there. And I had Rakim on that high-ass horse. I put him on that horse. Like, nigga, Rakim is up there, nigga. You got to get on an elevator. Ladder ain't going to reach that nigga. You got to get on an elevator to go get on the horse that nigga's sitting on. But then what he did was he took the elevator to the bottom floor and let everybody get on the elevator with him. I'm like, B, you don't need all these niggas on the elevator with you, B. Why? That was my point. Now, where you're coming from...
If there's any criticism, I will say that, though. Yes, it should have been more him, just his records.
Right, but from where you're coming from, I'm like, yes, niggas should have been excited the fact that we getting hip-hop from him. He didn't come in with a bunch of pop-ass records trying to get out here on some Jody Watley shit.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying? He didn't go back to that. He came out and made a hip-hop record. So niggas shouldn't be shitting on him he made a hip-hop record. At least he came back with hip-hop.
Yeah. And was any of the guest features, were any of them whack?
No. I won't say any of them was whack. I'm just saying they weren't necessary. That was my point.
Thank you. I'll accept that as I feel the same way. What was it, like 9, 11 records? 9 or 11 or something like that, right? If he'd have gave us even just over half, 60-40, 60 him, and then the 40 other 40 with some features, I think you might feel, Killer, I think you might feel better about it. Because there's a fucking feature on every record, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can understand how it made you feel that way. But see, while y'all was like, fuck these skin on mashed potatoes, I was picking the skin out. I'm picking the skin out, B. It's steak and potatoes and broccoli. I'm pulling the fucking skin of potatoes off. The shit was not nowhere near pedestrian to me.
Okay, that's real. Nowhere, I mean, no doubt, yo. I'm just, you know me, B, son. I'm adverse to cotton gin and shit and wheat and
your horse is just a little higher, my G.
I fully admit that I put him on a horse that he probably shouldn't have been on. He probably didn't want to be on that. He probably didn't want to be on that horse.
Well, he might not want to be on, you saying.
Right. Okay. He probably didn't want to be on that horse. He deserves to be on that horse, but he probably didn't want to be on that horse. So he brought himself down to the level of the rest of the pedestrian people, as he says. Brought himself down to a level to be as one of the people. He didn't want to be the God MC. I just want to be amongst the people.
Well, he wanted to be everything because he produced and rhymed on that shit. So shit. He had a lot of fingers in it. He's like, I'm not doing that Dre shit again. I got this.
Shit. And he regretted not doing that Dre shit. Speaking of Dre.
Maybe he doesn't.
I don't know. I just remember, again, just Rakim on his off day and an off Wednesday. You get this crazy shit off that Truth Hurts Addictive featuring Rakim Jones. And everybody is like, see, that's why he's the fucking god.
But how many Dre records How many Dre records you hear like that, though? Let's be honest. Let's be honest.
Dre, another head case. We can get into that later.
Okay. We'll get into that later. For sure. Oh, and while we're on, I want to make this side note to this topic. I saw that clip of Will Smith and Rakim. I'm sealing my lips going forward. Will Smith told the old story, how he came up with Summertime and the whole nine and rhyming like Rakim. So my lips are sealed furthermore on that subject.
That's what's up. I'm going to give a shout out to Hula and Fingers and shit. You know what I mean? You know, Hula and Fingers is the type of people who, you know, they did a lot of hip hop production, did a lot of house production too. But, you know, that's what's up. Shout out to them. You know, no doubt. Indeed. So next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is we're going to get to this, yo. This has been an incredibly sad week in hip hop. Yo, we have two huge rest in pieces out there. Rest in peace, indeed. It's just, you know, what can I say, yo? We want to say, you know, rest well to DJ Polo. His government name is Thomas Pugh. Comes from Queens, New York. Wow. No doubt about that. Member of the almighty Juice Crew. He's, you know, Coogee Rapping Polo. First thing you hear, Coogee Rapping Polo on that road to the riches. You know what I mean?
Road to the riches.
It's just incredible, yo.
Listen to my demo.
Those albums, you know what I'm saying? The albums he did. So he is certainly,
my goodness.
Yeah. He is certainly someone who will go down in history just because, you know, if you don't know nothing else, you will know his name because it's right off the break, you know, in some of the Coogee Rapping Polo's famous records. Again, part of the Almighty Juice Crew. Let me read the copy. It goes on to say, it's with a heavy heart, we mourn the loss of my father. I guess it's from his daughter, an incredible DJ Polo. He was not only a legend in the hip hop community, but also to his family. And we celebrate his life and legacy forever. No doubt. Yeah. And we feel the same way on the Hip Hop Digest. But indeed, for full coverage, yo, you know, after they left, you know, went their separate ways, DJ Polo was wilding out for a minute. You know what I'm saying? He actually had a record. What a single was DJ Polo featuring Ron Jeremy, Freak of the Week in 1995 when he's off that porno joint. And two, the subsequent album, The Bunny Ranch Volume 1, where DJ Polo presents The Bunny Ranch Volume 1.
All right, we not going to desecrate. Let that shit slide.
It ain't a desecration because he did it. Okay? I'm just saying he was wilding out. It's not a desecration.
Well, I hope you can one day find that video, that VHS when we did Truly Yours at the York Fair.
Oh, son. Yo, A number one, if I find that one day, you'll be the first to get it. Because, let's see, man, I must have weighed about $1.50, yo. Oh, stupid skinny and shit.
Now, that was like 87, 88, yeah, something, you know what I'm
saying?
That.
Now I'm looking like a marshmallow out this joint, yo. You know what I'm saying?
So, nah, we not going to do it. You going to stop it with this desecration beat.
So, but anyway, but yes, son, I mean, that's not dissing. Yeah, I'm sorry you thought it was
He did
dissing.
He did it. You know, he made those albums, okay. Yeah. All right, but he made a whole lot of shit that we rocking with.
Oh, well, first of all, look, those first, I think it's the first three Coogee Rapping Polo albums. Yeah, crazy, you know what I mean?
On the Run, oh my God.
I love that record. That shit, dude. Yeah, I should have pulled out the vinyl, which I got a lot of.
We know you do. You see it over there. You see it.
You see it.
Poison.
All right, no doubt. And we also want to say rest in peace. It goes out to Chino XL. His government name is Derek Keith Barbosa. Born in the Bronx. All right. Grew up in East Orange, New Jersey. All right. I didn't know this. He was the nephew of the late, great Bernie Ruel of Parliament Funkadelic.
Really? Wow.
I did not know that.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I didn't either.
No doubt about that. So he discography, only four albums, but it's very interesting, yo. He caught the ear of Rick Rubin at the age of 16 and signed to American Records, and then his first debut album, Here to Save You All, 1996, with guest appearances. Yes, well, it was American then.
Okay.
He took the deaf off at that time. With guest appearances from Kool Keith and Razzcast on the album. And that's his first album at 16, you know. And then, of course, you know, he got some critical acclaim on that. Got into a little dust up or whatever because he had a line on in one of his records where he said he ain't trying to get hamboozled in jail like Tupac. And so Tupac ultimately...
Yeah, so he caught a piece in that.
Yeah, he caught a piece in that whole situation where Tupac was like, you know, fuck Chino XL, whatever. He got in that whole situation. Yeah, well,
fuck all that, though.
Chino...
Tupac wilding.
Yeah, no doubt. But Chino, you got to know the thing about that. You know, I always... And it's funny because he came along where you had, like, you had the Cannabises, you had the Chino XLs, you had the Supernaturals. I mean, you just had these, back when he was called Crooked Eye. I mean, you had these super, super, super lyrical MCs that a lot of people would say Eminem is now culture vulturing. I don't know about that, but I'm just saying, but you had a list of super MCs, and he was ahead of that class, to be totally honest with you.
For sure. And I'm going to get personal because I met him through Cookbook, and we were supposed to be interviewing him at the Thop Fest, THOP, not THOT. And honestly, it quit being an interview, and I was just sitting there watching those two guys talk. It was amazing, yo. He was a really, really good dude just from the short time that I was around him. Twice we had him on Felipe's Garage at that time, wrapping that up too. But this dude was like one of the most coolest people. Like, you wouldn't even know that he was somebody. Like, he was, for in our moment, just, you know, private talking and shit. And I wish that more people had a chance to be like that and not be these personas that they portray on, you know, or on TV or movies or whatever. He was just real, bro. I'm watching them dudes talk about the stuff their moms cooked and all this stuff, and I'm like, damn, I wish I was Puerto Rican just for a moment so I could be a part of that and understand what they were saying. It was incredible, yo. And
I was watching
it didn't hit me like it would hit Cookbook. I know he's going through it now for sure.
He knew him personally.
But just personally. And so the little interactions that I had with him showed me that, damn, yo, he was a good dude, and you could tell it. Forget all that Tupac shit, because that's the business. That's music, that's the industry, whatever. But talking to this individual in real life off the mic was great. And I'm glad to see all the tributes that he received as well.
Yeah, and it's funny. I was listening to Willie D, and Willie D made a good point. Willie D was like, you know, Chino, he's the type of guy now... that he's passed on. Now he's going to get his flowers when he should have gotten it before. And the fact that he's on the new Rakim, and Willie D said that. Yeah, and Willie, and it's funny because Willie D said that, and it just happened to be, as I was, like I said earlier in the show, as I'm listening to the Diamond D joint, and he got a record up there. I think it's him, Terminology, and Tony wow. Touch. Or something like that. Oh my goodness,
Tony Toka.
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely crazy. It's either Tony Touch or Doo-Wop. One of those two brothers. And the record on the Diamond D joint, and it's like, and then Willie D said it. He was like, you know, Chino, a lot of people don't know him, but he is your favorite rapper's favorite rapper, and that proves it. Being on the new Rakim, and then being on like the Diamond D. See, that proves it because in all his appearances. And through his career, let you know how well respected, even though the commercial world did not know him. But if Chino XL shows up, you're just giving him the mic, sir.
Yep.
You know, welcome.
And you're going to get some super rhymes.
Exactly. Be ready.
But see, that goes back to the shit we was talking about earlier with D-Dot, where the respect. See, when you come in looking for respect, and gaining respect because you're looking for it and not coming in looking for money. You're coming in repping hip-hop. not money.
Right.
Mm, indeed. No doubt. No doubt about that. Indeed.
Yeah, well, rest in peace to those brothers, man. Oh, they man. Truly
what
be missed.
Are you, yeah, what are you talking about? Indeed. No doubt about it. So, the next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is sort of a, it's sort of kind of hip hop related. Put it like this: what's happening to American music? For the first time ever, no, this is real talk. And it's,
I'm trying to see where you're getting ready to go.
What happened to America? Or say what's happening to American music for the first time ever? K-pop groups have the top two albums on the U.S. charts now. You know, this was actually a couple of weeks ago or whatever. I'm not going into what K-pop groups it was and this, that, and the third. Had the number one and number two slots knocked, you know, locked down. Taylor Swift knocked off. Morgan Waller knocked off. You know what I'm saying? American music, yo. What's happening in American music? Tell you what, this is right on top of the hip-hop sort of waning in popularity amongst the that chart thing, the top of the chart. What's going on with American music, G? I mean, getting lazy?
It ain't a matter of laziness. It's a matter of using the same formula over and over and over again. And niggas done went to the well a little too many times. So they tried to flip it and switch up, but it's the same old water. You know what I'm saying? They went to the same old well. Hip-hop was doing what it's doing, trap-wise. They ran into a rut, so they put a bunch of females out there, but they the same old shit. So ain't nothing changed. So niggas is like, they ready for a switch up. And I don't know what that's going to be, but they're going to have to find something if they want American music to be what it used to be.
You know what I found out? I found out that a couple, two, three, maybe more American producers, Teddy Riley being one of them, who's a Trump supporter. I didn't know that. Did I announce that on the last show? Maybe I did.
No, you did not.
I did not?
But I did not know that, but I was just wondering why him being a Trump supporter got to do with that.
Yeah, just
an observation.
Yeah, just actually, you know, eager. Actually, it's funny. Swerve just left the building for a minute. It would have got under his skin, I think, just a little bit. But he'll hear that when he gets back. Yeah,
he'll get at you. He'll get you back for that one.
But anyway, so Teddy Riley, who's a let me not do that. Teddy Riley, Pharrell, I think Jerkins. Oh, it's one more cat making a lot of money.
Off that K-pop shit?
Making money off that K-pop shit.
That's when R&B was R&B.
But see, that goes back to what we were talking about. You know, niggas want to talk about niggas culture vulturing or stealing or whatever. But, you know, these Asian cats is like, yo, we want Teddy Riley. You know, that's R&B.
We want the originators.
You know, we want Pharrell. You know, the Ronnie Jerkins. You know what I mean? I'm just saying. What?
Ooh, Dark Child.
I'm just saying. What? You know what I'm saying? There's look, I'm not saying that you got to use those guys for R&B. I mean, I guess it would help. Maybe it's just pure bread. Maybe they're going over to Korea and just getting it because their budget is stupid. And Americans ain't got the budget.
Not that they ain't got the budget. It's that they're not looking for that type of music.
Mm.
They're not looking for that type of music until these K-pop niggas shine and blow the fuck up to a level of American kids.
And then...
And it's playing on American radio on a regular... You got K-pop music playing all over the American radio. And all of a sudden, they're like, hey, Teddy, let me get a beat from you.
No.
You know, let me get that. I want to have that style of music again.
We don't do that. Because if these K-pop cats start blowing up on American, you know, whatever streaming or radio or whatever the case is, they're going to call them culture vultures.
They're going to call
them...
Go ahead.
No. When you left the room, I was just saying to G that, you know, these K-pop cats are one and two on the charts, and you know that part. But it's Teddy Riley, Pharrell, Jerkins, a couple other producers. They going over to Korea and getting that bread, and they producing these guys. And from my daughter hearing the music, half of the music ain't that bad. But come to find out that we producing the music. Now, if they blow up, are they culture vultures? Because that's what we do.
Because they're not. they're not, well, we, as you just said, are the ones going over there producing. They're not
right. So
creating it and doing it.
No, it's not like they're the ones that's doing it themselves. They're getting it from the original sources. So that, to me, is playing homage to me. Somebody might see it as them niggas selling their soul to K-pop. But it's like, K-pop just wants a piece of our soul. They didn't sell their soul to K-pop. They want a piece of our music. They want they love that music, and that's the type of style that they wanted. We decided we switched up on the style. We wanted more of a trap style music, more of whatever was popular over here, and gave up on that style. And K-pop just picked that shit up and ran with it.
Yeah, well, you know, K-pop got some trap on there too.
I'm quite sure. Traps everywhere. Yeah. But I'm saying, but they picked that style up and ran with it.
Right.
They picked the style up and said, oh, I like that shit too. I like how that shit sounded.
Right. So,
yeah, but K-pop's ain't filling the industrial prison complex. Next.
Oh, okay. Dad, you're going to the root of the issue here. Yeah. We're going some other place.
Yeah, there's an Easter egg in the show for you, Swerve. Make sure you listen carefully.
Oh.
All right. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, now, I did what I said, the pre-Rushmore. I threw four names up. Three of the four was official. The fourth name, damn, I just, you know, his name just popped in my head. I went with it. I was wrong.
Uh-oh.
Okay, and I owe an apology to a certain guy.
All right. Out of there.
Yeah. I owe an apology to a certain guy, and I lined up his music and whatever. We did this, you know, but we had some production issues, some production challenges.
That's what we do.
Yeah, we had some production challenges, but you will hear the records that I'm talking about in roughly 30-second clips, okay? But the person I'm going to apologize to is, one, Arthur Henry Baker.
Ooh, full government.
Arthur Baker should be the fourth name, not Vaughn Mason. No disrespect to you, sir, the late great Vaughn Mason.
No disrespect.
But
no disrespect.
Arthur Baker should be the fourth person on that list for the following reasons.
The following reasons.
Yes. Arthur Baker began as a DJ in Boston in the mid-1970s, where he played early disco and soul records in the Boston club scene, early in the Boston club scene. In 1981, he moved to New York and continued as a record producer, working with Michael Johnson and Maurice Starr on several releases. That's Johnson Crew, Michael Johnson, if you didn't know. All right. No doubt. He also worked with his then wife, Tina B, another legend, if you didn't know. All right. At the start of the 1980s would be his most prolific and influential decade of work, especially with his association with the Latin Rascals. They've been mentioned before, but I know they was just chipping in. Okay. Who did edits on many of Baker's productions? He went on to produce for Tommy Boy Records, where we know he produced Afrika Bambaataa and the Soul Sonic Force, Planet Rock in the summer of 82. Then he went on to produce Planet Patrol's Play at Your Own Risk later on in 82. What else here? Had a big hit. Going in. And two, you know, he did Rocker's Revenge, Walking on Sunshine. That was actually number one on the U.S. dance charts from Arthur Baker. But again, he's number one because a lot of hip hop was produced in there. Okay, I'm not even going to say the names. The OGs who listen to the Hip Hop Digest will know each and every cut. Okay?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, for you young bulls or whatever, if you have the patience and you want to listen to 5 minutes of this clip, then you can learn something. If not, then it's all good. All right?
There's a fast forward button.
Okay. He narrowly missed out on signing the Beastie Boys on Streetwise label. And Streetwise was Arthur Baker's label. Didn't know that.
Wow. Okay? That was his label?
That was his label. I didn't know that.
Damn.
But he did manage to sign New Edition and had success with their first album and the single Candy Girl. Ladies and gentlemen, the four names on the pre-Rushmore list is as follows: Sylvia Robinson, Bobby Robinson, Duke Booty and Arthur Baker.
Yes.
And I apologize to Arthur Baker.
Can't argue with that at
all. Definitely can't argue with that. So.
And we, Kurt and I kind of let a loop. You know, if we'd pregame that, we might have had a little more time to fix that then. But, you know, hey, the best thing about the hip, not the best thing, one of the great things about the Hip Hop Digest show is we know how to humble ourselves and understand when we're wrong. Just like I just said, I'm done talking about Rakim and Will Smith. Killer just fixed his shit, and Kurt's always down the middle.
Somewhere in the middle, I try. Unless sometimes I go off the rails.
Oh yeah, there's an occasion.
I go off the rails.
So no doubt about that. So yeah. Now that we got that fixed, I think this has been a pretty good Hip Hop Digest show. I mean, that's all I got. I mean, we're still waiting on LL. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Yeah. Still got to listen to that Eminem record. Because you ain't said nothing about it, killer. That's your homework for next show.
Man,
we got to do it.
The homework is to listen to the whole Eminem record.
See, what's going
to
end?
He's the greatest rapper ever. We got to listen to
it. So I don't know about that. I'm not claiming that. But see,
he's
what's
the Tiger Woods of hip hop.
I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen. See, Dime Piece 3 from Diamond D's gonna come out, and I'm gonna get derailed. That's what's gonna happen.
Oh, see,
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Keep getting derailed. I want to listen to the Eminem, but every time, damn, here goes Rakim. Damn, here goes Common. Damn, here goes something else. I'm gonna get to it. I promise. It's our homework.
Yeah. Yes, we gonna
listen to that dick. Now we're going to listen to Eminem.
Yeah, we're going to definitely listen to it. We're going to definitely listen to it. No doubt about it. So, G, you got anything?
I have nothing. I actually have nothing. I got the albums of the week whenever you're ready for that.
All right, no doubt. I just wanted to...
He's not getting hit by no bust today.
No, I just wanted to clear the decks and make sure Swerve, you got anything?
Yeah, we good. We good out here.
All right, that's what's out. Yo, here we go with Matt and Peter's Digital Freaks albums of the week.
All right. This week brought to you by Matt. It's Vega 7, The Ronin, and Ferris Blusa. These niggas with these names.
Oh, they're awesome.
Both Hands Wash the Face. That's Vega 7, The Ronin, and Ferris Blusa. Both Hands Wash the Face. And then brought to you by Mr. Peter Johansson is Graph and 38 Special. That's my man. I like 38 Special. Mm-hmm. Graph and 38 Special, God's
Everybody
Timing.
Does.
Graph and 38 Special, God's Timing. And then brought to you by me is Big Hit, Hit Boy, and The Alchemist.
What?
Black and Whites.
That's what?
Big wow. Hit, Hit Boy, and The Alchemist, Black and Whites. And see, I reacted like a little bit like y'all because I seen it, right? And I was like, I was split off the break. I'm like, do I want to listen to this? It's Hit Boy and Alchemist, so the beats gotta be kind of nice. So I'm like, the beats gotta be kind of nice. But then I'm like, who's this Big Hit nigga? So then I looked him up and found out that it's Hit Boy's dad, Big Hit. And so I'm like,
wow.
So I'm like, oh, Hit Boy's putting his dad on. I really don't want to listen to this shit. I'm like, no, I'm saying it's nepotism. I'm like, okay, it's LeBron.
Right,
it's
right.
LeBron and putting on Bronny. I said, you know what? I don't want to listen to this. He's putting his dad on. Good for his dad. He put him on and putting him out there trying to get him a name or whatever, trying to help niggas listen to him. But then I listen to the record. I'm like, I apologize, Dad. Dad, I have to apologize to you.
Damn,
the niggas.
Hey, Kurt, if that just happens to... Wait, anybody gonna be mad?
Okay. So it might be something. I had to apologize to Dad because I'm like, oh, Dad's spitting a little bit.
Okay. All right. Okay. Okay. All right.
I had to apologize. And the beats is Alchemist and Hit Boy. The beats is nice. Okay. And I'm like, okay, Big Hit. I'm apologizing to you.
Can you imagine? Well, it's kind of beautiful though. Can you imagine? Because it was once upon a time where Hit Boy would never even fucking fuck with Alchemist on any level, and those two got together on probably a mutual respect for each other.
Right.
And see, that's so beautiful because we so rarely have that in hip hop across generations.
So you say respect.
Put some respect on the name.
No doubt, but across generations, I'm saying.
Right.
You know, we rarely have that across generations.
Because Alchemist and Hit Boy's from two different generations.
Two totally different generations, you know what I mean? So, wow, that's crazy. And before we leave, somebody said Bronny. I was told that my take on Bronny was super harsh.
I thought it was a little harsh, B. I did too.
Wow. We need that lurch sound. You are gonna love when he's scoring 15 and 3 rebounds and 8 assists. You're gonna love it, B.
You're gonna love it.
You're a fucking Laker fan. You're gonna love it.
I am, but you know, maybe I'm just frustrated.
Just keep in mind what we said. Just keep in mind, B, this is something that we've never fucking seen before in our community or in any community, and it's amazing. Just leave it at that, and we'll see whatever the fuck else happens out of the wash. When we take it out of the washing machine, we'll see what shrinks.
Ken Griffey Jr. did play with his dad, so I'm just
yes, that is
that
true.
There.
That is true. But we're talking about the NBA. Right. NBA. Yes, and yes, we definitely gonna give credit to the Griffeys. Definitely. Matter of fact, they played the same team, and Junior snatched a fly ball from Dad or some shit. I remember, but yeah, they did it. So,
all right, but Junior,
I'm talking about the NBA on your team.
Junior is a Hall of Famer. So, all right. So, all right.
Like you said, you know what, B? You might be coming back eating those words.
I might. Yeah. I might be. Just like I had to give Arthur Baker an apology. I mean, can I imagine me saying I apologize to I won't say his name until I got him. So all right, y'all.
We Russell Westbrook had similar college numbers.
Okay. All right, that's what's up. All right, good. Thanks for riding with us. Yo, before we get out, let me just give you that. If you first time listening to the Hip Hop Digest and you want to get into the text chain, that's where the inside baseball. That's where you get all the exclusives on the text chain. So go to GroupMe app and find Hip Hop Digest. You will run into the moderator, E. Color. Okay, there's an entrance fee. Kurt G, please tell them what it costs.
What it's going to cost you is $755.13. Nah, bullshitting.
You're going to be choking.
Nah, it's free 99 to get on in, but you got a price to pay. The price to pay is the first piece of music you bought with your own money. First piece, if you don't give a fuck what it is, it could be hip-hop, it could be R&B, it could be whatever, but the first piece of music you bought with your own money. And you got to name your your favorite.
Your personal.
Personal favorite MCs.
Yes, your personal favorite three MCs, indeed.
And if you want to still send that $755.99.
And 13 cents. That shit. 13 cents is a sticking point, my nigga. Without the 13, you can't get the fuck in.
All right, that's what's up. So thanks for rolling with us, and I will see you when we see you.
Peace.
One.
System till I watch it all crash. I pray you wake my heart, King Nebuchadnezzar. Praise the idol when that trumpet blows, something I could never. No trading in my blessing, looking for something better. I know you'll bring me through the storm, no matter the weather. Lay it all out, putting God in everything. Open my eyes to never let the devil reign over my life, over my heart, over my soul. God, bring me back to the start.
I'm speaking to the part that seeks God in all of us, not just here. Speaking to an audience. Get your prayers up, start calling out, cause he is real, no need to hold out. I'm speaking to that part that seeks God in all of us, not just here, speaking to an audience. Get your prayers up, start calling out, cause he is real, no need to hold out.
My identity, I bear the image of a deity. No, I'm not a god, that would be idolatry. The pride of Lucifer expelled him from the heavenlies. Responsibility of Adam was to serve and keep. The serpent deceived, it affected all his progeny. Ethical relativism, they create their own modality. The age of the enlightenment extended this mentality.
The holy scriptures object to this depravity. Inscribe this moral law in the hearts of all humanity. The only difference you suppressing is reality. A mad fallacy to use the analogy of trying to get a sea, then get rescued by a boat. This implies effort from which a man can boast. I was a cold, dead corpse at the bottom of the sea floor. The Holy Ghost renewed my soul. God brought me to the seashore and breathed life into my nostrils.
I'm speaking to the part that seeks God in all of us. Not just here, speaking to an audience. Get your prayers up, start calling out, cause he is real, no need to hold out. I'm speaking to the part that seeks God in all of us. Not just here, speaking to an audience. Get your prayers up, start calling out, cause he is real, no need to hold out.
Imitates life, man. It's like y'all know Nums, but do y'all really know Nums? Alright, let me talk to y'all though. Let's go. Who am I? An intellectual, husband, a father, God-fearing man, ready for smoke if they wanna holler. Who am I? Just a man that loves hip-hop, working hard on the pen and keeping it tip-top. Who am I? Just a dude that stays in motion. I stay ready, so getting ready's never the focus. Who am I? Just a dude that loves to compete, trying to be the illest, yeah, that's really me. Who am I? Just a dude that does his best when the chips against me. The marathon never stops, and that's word to Nipsey. Just a dude appreciate what I got. I go hard cause somebody always wants your spot. I just keep it a buck, tell you how I feel. Ask the team around me, they'll tell you that I'm real. I'm just a man that sees beauty through my flaws. I'm here to get mine, never worry about yours. Who am I? Yeah, that's who I am, man. Stand up guy. Some of y'all, man, I do a lot of observing, man. And we ain't both the same. Alright, first, let's turn it up, man. Yeah. Who are you? You the type that ride trends. Can't read the room, calling everyone your friends. You the type that never stood tall.
Never.
You a sit down guy, watching the chips fall. You ain't a go getter. You the type to take the scraps and imposter. I can hear it in your raps. You look for validation, we ain't the same. You ain't ready for smoke, I embrace the flames. Who are you? You the type to sneak this. Who are you? You never been in the mix. You were a yes man, you don't wanna hear the truth. Cause you know how they feel about you in the booth. Who are you? You the type with an identity crisis, crying on social media when they don't think you the nicest. Who are you? You the type that manipulates, but you never fool Nums. I see through the fake. Yeah.
I'm on my way up, getting paper every day when I wake up.
Hopping off of planes to new places. To get what I've got, I had to take a risk. New law, renovation, ocean prime reservations. Keep bad bitches in rotation. I move around this planet like I'm solar. Hanging out with stars, but I still know where my soul is. And you niggas think I sold it. Cause you see how I'm living. I parked the Tesla and then I hopped in the vet. Now you see how I'm driven. This real estate shit, putting racks in my denim. I don't even need to rap for a living. I just do it cause I love it. But ain't shit free, you need to raise up the budgets. You know I'm all about my ducats. Bands in my hands like conductors. Man, look, I went from piss poor to pissing haters off. They see what I got and they be doubting that it's yours. To my name, just make sure the checks are endorsed. Yeah, I'm on my way up. Getting paper every day when I wake up. Hopping off of planes and new places. To get what I got, I had to take a risk. I'm on my way up. Getting paper every day when I wake up. Hopping off of planes and new places. To get what I got, I had to take a risk.
Shit, no risk, no rewards. The pen be my sword. We smoke all galore, hella slaws. Knocking on the pink door, keep her on the floor. What she got needs for, she don't really need them. Damn, this bitch wouldn't leak a secret. But I got a leak and my team eating. Brunch at the Four Seasons and Doubletree. Can't knock the hustle beat from the riding apple. Know your avenues. Play by the rules. Never snitch, never bend. Main men. Now we glide in the bends. Hair in the wind. Keep a body piece with me in every city. Yeah, you know the dilly. Them hoes get loose when you sit next to Moose. Now I got the juice getting top in the coupe. Hat back, no roof.
I'm on my way up, getting paper every day when I wake up. Hopping off of planes and new places. To get what I got, I had to take a risk. I'm on my way up, getting paper every day when I wake up. Hopping off of planes and new places. To get what I got, I had to take a risk.
We're pitching quarters for hunters. We created a wave of generating money and keeping that shit in the circle. We had gambling houses.
With the 10 karat stone and that, with the chain.
Saw these niggas the news.
And we ain't playing that. I ain't never these been robbed in my life. You know, and that's just what that is.
Hyphy. 454 pipe. On lanes every day. Different ratchets screaming, wife me. Hustlers entice me. Police too shiesty. In the courtroom, DAs wanna three strike me. Man, them haters feisty. They kill or wanna fight me. Smile in my face, but them serpents wanna bite me. The handle pearl white, the chopper flashing like lightning. My grind so frightening, I take it to new heights, man. The Energizer bunny look bad. I'm flipping pancakes, bunny hopping on the ass. I'm amped up with 22 batteries in the ass. The front end look like it's waving when it pass. My grass mango, blueberry, bubblegum. My cash Legos, building blocks from the crumbs. I had a nice run, so I'm resting my legs. I'd rather lay it down and get indicted by the feds. Man, it's no fun, IRS is on your head. They shut your shop down, repossess all your bread. Hell yeah, I'm scared, blood, I ain't bone crusher. I been to the pen begging, let me hold something. Blood, I be puffing, no kush while I'm sexing. Fed in the bed, staking eggs when it's breakfast. Free from the pressure, I'm through living reckless. Only weight I feel on my chest is my necklace.
Get my chain, nigga, my ring, my wallet, nigga. Confiscated my credit cards, all that
only,
bullshit.
Only weight I feel on my chest is my neck. My passion is cash, women, fast cars. I been past the bar, I'm a pussy connoisseur. I'm far from the norm, upscale, all-star. I'm in the living lures, but I'm still going hard. Yeah, I can get classy, a dope boy, flashy. I can lace you up from A to Z, just ask me. I can give you a game, how to knock you some freaks. Whether at the mall, on the block, or the beach. These weenies wanna creep, but I keep tight security. Red beams, night vision, ghosts just for surety. Fans wanna infiltrate, entrap and lure me.
hating, trying to confiscate my cash, cause a jewelry. They ain't got a clue on me, investigating thoroughly. Shaking they surveillance and escape routes with sewers be. Had indictments through on me, had bitches say they threw on me. Off them icky gooey trees, reeking like a brewery. Chewing me like Skittles, how I chew are now latest. Every time I stuff it in, they trying to have my baby. I've been pulling out lately, blood, I know this bitch is brazy. Popping out a roll with anxiety, acting shady. Blood, I be puffing, no kush while I'm sexing. Fed in the bed, staking eggs when it's breakfast. Free from the pressure, I'm through living reckless. Only weight I feel on my chest is my necklace.
I mean, nah, I don't never tuck my chain in, but I ain't gonna never be in no stupid environment, though. I'm not gonna
only,
be in no
only
place
weight I feel on my chest,
you know,
is my necklace.
You know, at least not without a pistol, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm gonna be right. If I'm in the wrong place, I'm gonna definitely have my heat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And some real niggas with me that's gonna shoot too, so.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, I was so lonely and so blue. Oh, I was so lonely and so blue.
Cool. Yeah. No, I'm Muslim, bro. Fuck out here with that pork chop, bro. That's why I smack niggas like you. It ain't even your fault, it's your mother's fault. I'ma smack that bitch when I see her.
Hey, yo, I come from Brownsville, you come from who cares? Son got root stairs, round for the pound kill. Niggas is not tough, get off the block, coward. Never so cracked, in fact, sell watchtowers, witness the guard, distributing hard, despicable bars, egotistical arms, beat the shit out your squad. Rugged and raw, enforce my team. Loving our law, but off my dean. Spit harder, forgive me for the shit I spit, father. Pray four times a day, I miss father. I'm a work in progress, work hard so God know my words are honest. Do a verse worthless, sell it to a clown, universal soul circus. You are now rocking with the best, everybody whack bop, stop rocking with the rest, bitch.
You want to tag along, flunky S-Man shit, do me a favor, please get off the next man dick. And if you want to tag along, flunky S-Man shit, do me a favor, please get off the next man dick. And if you want to tag along, flunky S-Man shit, do me a favor, please get off the next man dick. And if you want to tag along, flunky S-Man shit, do me a favor, please get off the next man dick.
Superb verbalist, two words, murder shit, you heard, birth for this. Tag along, BS and wreck, efforts is destined for the hip-hop hall of fame. Call my name for flame, rhythmatic, eternal king supreme. Pick a team, shirts or blouses, fuck your couches. Rap is my house, it's run, nigga, DMC, son, niggas. What I spit, put out the motherfucking sun with the chaos of the dark in my heart. Reppin' this art bigger, better with death for weapons that stretch it without heckle a cotch. Pop the top, apply pressure to your thought box. Your head explode, Kim Jong Il, this tongue here, be like, yeah. Nauseating bars for boys and girls, I hurl pearls, jewels of wise tales of how I prevail and set sail across seashore steel. You now rocking with the best, Apollo Brown, rucking Rex, original, get off the next man's dick.
And if you want to tag along, flunky S-Man shit, do me a favor, please get off the next man's dick. And if you want to tag along, flunky S-Man shit, do me a favor, please get off the next man's dick. And if you want to tag along, flunky S-Man shit, do me a favor, please get off the next man's dick. And if you want to tag along, flunky S-Man shit, do me a favor, please get off the next man's dick.
Apollo Brown, what up? Your boy Rex, what up? Sean Price, what up? This that bully bar shit. Bar.